I'm Jenna Dooley. One of Illinois' most politically active labor unions is back in court asking to cut off workers who refuse to pay dues. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized that arrangement for people who work in government. Attorney Dale Pearson is with Local 150 of the operating engineers. He says it's a matter of fairness, so members are not paying the freight for non-members.
And it's not about an ideological litmus test. It's about the economics of it. Why do we have to pay? Why are we compelled to speak for them?
In court documents, Local 150 says 30 members have quit or stopped paying dues since last year's decision, costing more than $50,000. It's only asking to cut people off from help for workplace disputes. The union says it would continue to represent everyone when it comes to negotiating wages and benefits. In other news, the American Civil Liberties Union is urging Danville city officials to repeal a municipal ban on panhandling. Danville is one of eight Illinois communities, including Rockford and Carbondale, that received warning letters from the nonprofit legal organization last week. Lee Gaines reports this isn't the first time the ACLU has contacted the city about its panhandling ban.
Last year, the ACLU warned 15 cities across Illinois that their panhandling bans violated the First Amendment. Since then, nine municipalities, including Chicago, Champaign, and Urbana, have all repealed their panhandling bans. Danville and four other communities did not take any action in response to the letters. Amy Meek is with the ACLU of Illinois. She says court rulings indicate these bans violate free speech rights.
Asking for help should not be a crime, and it is a form of speech that's protected by the First Amendment.
Meek says cities like Danville that keep these ordinances on the books are risking legal challenges. The ACLU's letter to Danville warns of legal action if the city doesn't repeal the panhandling ban. I'm Lee Gaines.
An Illinois trooper killed in the line of duty has been honored on a memorial wall in the Illinois State Police Memorial Park. The State Journal Register reports friends, family, and colleagues of Trooper Brooke Jones Story gathered over the weekend in Springfield to add her name. The 34-year-old was killed in March when a semi-trailer struck her while she was conducting a traffic stop near Freeport. Attendees also included U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth.
I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting WSIU Radio News. Authorities say a tractor-trailer driver failed to slow down in time and crashed into stopped traffic over the weekend, killing three people from Missouri. The four-vehicle crash happened Saturday along eastbound I-70 near Effingham and closed the highway for several hours. State police say the truck was driven by 59-year-old Alsan Pino of the Detroit suburb of Chesterfield Township. It struck the back of an SUV driven by 59-year-old Virginia Abrams of Wildwood, Missouri. Police say the crash killed Abrams and two of her passengers, 63-year-old Matthew Murphy and 61-year-old Marlene Murphy, also of Wildwood. Three other people were hurt. Police on Sunday announced preliminary charges against Pino for failure to reduce speed to avoid a crash. It wasn't immediately known if he has an attorney. Illinois may soon have additional protections to prevent disruptive robocalls. The U.S. House Committee approved the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act that would require the Federal Communications Commission to adopt a rule that forces phone companies to install new technology that allows them to identify and block more scam calls. While spoofers have found ways to get around the Do Not Call registry, Jim Chilson with the Citizens Utility Board says it's still a useful tool to prevent or reduce the number of unsolicited calls. He says other options include using an answering machine or voicemail to screen calls or use call blocking services. He says the number one rule for dealing with robocallers is do not engage. I'm Jennifer Fuller.